It's good to be here. This time last week, I didn't know if I would be here or not. But I knew that there were an awful lot of good people that were praying for me. And I knew with all of those people praying for me, everything was going to be all right. Because I honestly believe that where righteous people pray, God answers prayers. And I don't know how sick I was. My son probably can tell you that I was mean as a snake. And I didn't know who I was half the time or what was going on. But I think at all times I remembered the people of the church. Because I had a lot of people come in and they asked if I knew them. I knew their name. But that was about all I could tell them. And I'm thankful to God today that He has allowed me to stand before you, because there's not a person in this church that I don't love. There's not a person in this church that I don't want to see in God's kingdom, because that's what life is about. That's what church is about. That's what we're about. Serving God to the best of our ability. And there were several days that I didn't know what was going on. But after a few days and a lot of prayer, I began to open my eyes a little bit, that I could see some of the things that were taking place. And it just thrilled my heart to see some of the things that I saw. It broke my heart to see some of the things that I saw on the news. Because for about 10 days there, I was asleep most of the time. And if I go to sleep in about 10 minutes, you'll know that it's my nap time. Because for the last 3 weeks, I've got used to taking a nap about 11 o'clock. And so I promise you that you will not be here until supper time. But it is good. And I had no earthly idea what I was going to talk about until I woke up and I saw the news, and I saw that God needed an awful lot of prayers from an awful lot of people. Because just watching the news, and if you want to get depressed, watch CNN or NBC or Fox or whatever. There's nothing good there. Everything there is negative. I just enjoy worshiping God, and I enjoy the people that I watch. But on the news, the first time I watched it was the elected officials that the people had elected to run our country. And you would think they were ready to have a dogfight. They were at each other. Nobody cared about the other. And my heart broke when I saw what it was doing to our soldiers overseas. Because I was a soldier. And I was always taught that you can either fight them over there or you're going to fight them over here. And I believe that. And it seems now that we want to eliminate our fighting over there so you can be assured that it will take place somewhere else and probably right here. Just pray to God that He don't allow that to happen. Pray for wisdom for the leaders of our country. Pray that God will direct the leaders of our country. And I pray that God will remind all of us on a daily basis to pray to Him, to be thankful to Him for all that He's done for us, because He's done so much that we can never repay.
Amen.
And then after I kind of got over the flabbergasting of being set back, somebody left a paper on my bed. And on that paper, it was telling us that we needed to leave Christ out of our lives. In other words, they don't want Christ in our schools. They don't want Him in our churches. They don't want Him in our government. They just want to kick Him out. And they don't want us to have anything to do with Him. And now they threaten lawsuits against our leaders if they use the name of Christ in prayer. Let me share with you this morning just what happens if you don't use Christ in your prayers. The Bible says that without Christ, we're lost. Turn with me to the book of John, if you would. The book of John, chapter 15. Thank you, Joe. He says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, He taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, He purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye, except you abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. How clear is that? Without Christ, we can do nothing. A lot of people will tell you, well, you don't need Christ, but the Bible says that we do. Because if we don't have Christ, then we can't reach God. Christ is our mediator. And in order for us to pray to God, we have got to go through the mediator, which is Christ.
Amen.
Because God cannot look on sin, neither can God look on sinners, because He is so righteous and so holy that He cannot come in contact with Him. And that's why Christ came into the world, so that He could be our mediator between us and God. So I don't care what the people say. Without Christ, we're lost. Without Christ, there is no hope. Without Christ, there is no way to enter the kingdom of God. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. If we eliminate Christ from our lives, we eliminate God from our lives. And if that be the case, then we're all lost, and there is no hope. I think the people of America need to open their book, and they need to read it, because I've had so many people tell me, well, that's what we got our preacher for. Let me tell you something. Your preacher cannot give you eternal life. All your preacher can do is lead you in the right direction. He can tell you what you should do, But it's up to you to make sure that you do it. The 16th chapter of John, verse 23. In that day you shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it. Whatsoever you ask of God, you've got to ask it through Jesus Christ. Otherwise, you're not going to make it. He's the door. He's our hope. He's our life. He's the only way that we can have eternal life, because that's why he died. He died for our sins. He shed his blood for our sins. And the Bible tells us that he's coming back again. And I think this is what we're looking for. This is what we've been praying for a long time. In the model prayer we find in the Bible, it says that we pray for God's kingdom to come and for his will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is what we too are hoping for, is that this kingdom will come. And when this kingdom comes, we will be ready for it. We will be prepared for it, because we have put our trust in God through his Son, Jesus Christ. The 10th chapter of the book of John. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. This is Christ. He is our leader. He is the one that will lead us into the promised land. He's the one that will lead us into life eternal. So we cannot, under any circumstances, eliminate Christ from our life. We cannot eliminate Christ from our prayers, because if we don't have Christ, then our prayers are not going anywhere. Our prayers are not going to be answered. And I know that prayers are answered, because I'm living proof. Because I could be out there in the cemetery just as easy. But I know that there were people praying for me. When I started to leave the hospital last Monday evening, one of the nurses came to me and hugged my neck. She said, I got something to tell you. I said, okay, tell me. She says, God is not through with you yet. I said, well, I'm glad. I just hope he uses me as long as I can be used. Then he'll let me die in peace. Because I think that's what we're supposed to do. Let God use us to help other people. You know, sometimes we get kind of down. We think that everything's against us. But after last week, everything's on my side. I found that out. Nothing against me. The people were praying for me. God was healing me. I'm happy. I'm happy. Amen. I'm just thankful to be standing here today and to look at you and to say thank you for being my friends, to thank you for being my prayer partner. You know, every once in a while you run across people that say, I wish I had a better parent. I don't know how good a parent I am, but I wish I would have been a better parent. Some people said, I wish I had chosen a different career. I don't know about that. I haven't been famous or rich or anything like that. But I have been able to talk to God through His Son. I don't know that I would change my career. But I would like to think that I would have done more than I did. Had people say, well, I wish I would have married somebody else. I've always told people that if I had my time to go over again, I would do the same thing. I would marry the same woman. Because if it wasn't for her, I would have been sitting on a riverbank somewhere probably, not being in God's house. You know, the first 5 years that we were married, she would invite me to church every Sunday. And I would always find a reason to go back to sleep. Until one Sunday, she didn't come home until about an hour late. And I asked her what happened. And she said that the brakes gave out on the car. And that was the last time she went to church by herself. So, you see, God reaches out to you in different ways. He touches you in different ways. And He's touched me this past week. And I look out here, and I don't know of another congregation anywhere in the world that I could love any more than I do y'all. And that's country slang if you want to use it. You know, some people says you all. I say y'all.
We like it.
It's home. It's good to stand up and talk to you. We're not going to be here long, but I've got a verse I want to read to you. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 4, says, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer. You see, God wants us to use prayer. He wants us to call on Him. He wants to answer our prayers. It says, be careful for nothing but by prayer. Everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. I trust that God will bless you as much today as He has blessed me. And I told you that it wasn't going to take long because it's past my nap time. If we have a person here today that has not accepted Christ and you would like to accept him as your Savior, we're going to sing a closing hymn. And as we sing that closing hymn, if you would come down and talk with me.